B-Pod Studios.
It's a Rap Party Podcast, everybody. And this podcast is called That's So Charlotte. So if you don't live in the Charlotte area, it might not be that entertaining for you. But just imagine the city that you live in or the town that you live in, what it's like now compared to what it was like back then. So today on the show we did I'm So Charlotte, I Remember Blank.
Right.
Which was a great question because you have to understand people in Charlotte, it's like a melting pot. People from all over the country have come to Charlotte, and it's very rare to meet someone who was born and raised in Charlotte. Born and raised in Charlotte pre-1970. It would be impossible.
Yeah.
But we found people. And you're going to hear their stories. I want to read a couple text messages, though, Loren, before we get to the stories,
yeah,
on why people say they're so Charlotte they remember certain things. So, for instance, when I first got here in 2012, I'm so Charlotte, I remember when 485 was just two lanes out in the Ballantyne area.
Yeah.
And now it's four lanes. So someone said, I'm so Charlotte, I remember Hurricane Hugo. I was in the fourth grade and we were moving into our house in South Park and it started hailing on us. That was a big one too, by the way. I remember when
Kiss Hugo.
Hugo was in the 80s. It was like 88.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Someone said, I remember when Kiss 95.1 switched to Kiss. I'm pretty sure it was a country station before. Someone else said, I'm so Charlotte, I remember when they started 485. It only went to Ray Road, and 77 was two lanes each way through Charlotte.
That's cool.
Yep. Let's see. I remember Park and Shop. I remember ice skating at the Eastland Mall. Someone says, I remember when Pineville was all farmland. I'm so Charlotte, I remember going to the Eastland Mall, going ice skating and doing it with my friends. I am so Charlotte, I remember when Winn-Dixie was a grocery store before Harris Teeter. It was on Samfer Road in Huntersville. And then, by the way, that was only two lanes.
Wow, Winn-Dixie reminds me of Florida. That's a very Florida.
Yeah, like Eckerd's. Remember Eckerd's?
Yeah, I do remember Eckerd's.
I'm so Charlotte, I remember my high school prom at Erickson Stadium, which is now Bank of America. Someone else said, I'm so Charlotte, I remember when the Carolina Panthers didn't even exist. My husband remembers when Statesville was still all trees. Walmart and all the stuff around it wasn't even there. It was just a giant forest.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Somebody said, I was born in Charlotte. I got my ears pierced at Claire's at the Eastland Mall when I was 5 years old. I remember ice skating there.
Didn't we go to the Eastland Mall for Easter, like when we first got together?
Yes, remember?
And we saw the bunny.
Yeah, the Easter bunny.
Yeah.
You're right. What's crazy, though, is that I guess that mall, from what everybody's saying, was like the popping mall. That was it. You know, like if there was a mall you were going to, it was the Eastland Mall. All right, here's a couple phone calls that we took today off the air in regards to people saying, I'm so Charlotte, I remember. Charles, hey, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so you're so Charlotte, you remember what?
The Pterodactyl Club.
What's that?
It used to be an old bar that was up around the Noda area, and it was kind of where all the goth kids hung out.
All the who?
Goth kids?
The goth kids.
Oh, the goth kids. Nice. What's there now?
I don't know what's there. I know it's been closed for years.
Right.
But it was an old concert venue and bar, and the sign out front had a giant pterodactyl on it.
That's awesome. Thank you for sharing, Charles. We appreciate it. Karen in Mooresville, hi.
Hey.
What do you remember?
There was a lingerie store on Independence Boulevard that had live models, and there were so many wrecks.
Oh, my gosh. That's hilarious.
It was a Fredericks. I think it was a Fredericks of Hollywood.
And they would stand, like, in the window?
Yes. They would stand in the window, and this was before Independence was what Independence Boulevard is now, and there were so many wrecks. They had to stop.
I bet.
The Krispy Kreme Hot and Now sign. They were on Independence Boulevard. Liberty East on Independence Boulevard.
What year do you think the Fredericks was there?
I was looking. I know it was the 80s, and I know it was before the 80s. I'm a native Charlottean. I was born in 1969, so.
Nice. Where'd you go to high school?
Independence High School.
Independence High School. Love it. Thanks so much.
Yep.
Thanks for sharing. Love going down memory lane with these people. Rich in Charlotte. Hey.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. So Ballantyne is the corporate world now. In fact, it's gone over so much that they're tearing up the golf course to build other things on it.
Yep, I know that. Back in the day, 1997, I went to high school in Charlotte. We had some really crazy bonfires, and it was hay fields and all that. We had a good time. And
Ballantyne was just hay fields. No buildings, no Johnson Road, no Ray Road.
Well, they had Johnson Road and Ray Road, but in between those areas, they had just a bunch of hay fields and all that. And that's where we had our bonfires and late night parties, all that kind of thing.
It's so crazy to think, like,
I know,
bonfires and Ballantyne.
I know. Somebody told me, and I've told the story on the air before because I love it, that they rode their four-wheelers out there, right? That was probably a popular thing to do at the time. And they drove their four-wheelers up over, like, a ridge, and they saw at the intersection of Johnston Road and I think it is Ballantyne Commons Parkway, right by the Ballantyne Hotel, there is like huge kind of Egyptian statues. And they thought that like they had found these old ancient relics, and they drove their four-wheelers back and told their dad, like, hey, we found some ancient stuff. And they're like, nope, that's about to be the future of Ballantyne.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, we would drive our Jeep Wranglers and all that and crash into the hay fields and all that.
I love it. I love it. That's great. Thanks, Rich. Good memories.
Thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.